Good morning, Ellie. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hello to everybody there.
Yeah
I'm broadcasting from Thelma Lovett YMCA here at 2114 Center Avenue. We're doing some tabling, getting some information about Freedom House out to the folks here. And there's just an incredible hive of activity and community going on here. But I found a little quiet space. And yeah, let's talk about Freedom House.
Many people have learned that Freedom House was the very first ambulance service, the first mobile emergency medical unit in the entire United States to be professionally staffed with trained paramedics. And it happened right here in Pittsburgh and operated out of the Hill District. And, you know, the hit TV series The Pit had a great episode where a patient who had worked for that ambulance service, a fictitious patient, talked about it, which brought it to national attention. Meanwhile, I know you've been working on this play for a long time. It's called Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance. Tell me a bit about what inspired you to do the play and what folks will be able to see when they go.
Well, I've written a couple hundred plays over the last 30 years just because that's what I just started doing one day and I've not stopped. Most of them are about some history-related event, and usually those events are involving people who had a great idea or saw some need to do some positive change in the world, and this is kind of their story. And that's exactly what happened with Freedom House. I saw the WQED documentary about 2-3 years ago by Annette Banks that she did, where she talked to a number of Freedom House original people. And it's still actually on the WQED website. You can watch it for free. And I saw that and I said, nobody's told that story on stage. And there have been 3 other documentary films, bunch of books. But I said, this is a story that when you see it acted out live in front of you, it's going to have even more power and hopefully inspire people to, I don't know, think about a career in EMS or the paramedic service. So I wrote the play, and I'm a board member with Prime Stage Theater, and they always encourage local and history-type plays and plays that actually have a social message. So right away, Wayne Brenda said, let's just do it. He's the artistic director. So it took a couple of years to get the funding together and the official media sponsorship from SLB Radio. Thanks very much.
We're happy to do that.
And so it's going to open up next weekend, January 23rd, 24th, 25th, then run the second weekend after at New Haslett Theater. We've got an amazing cast. Scott Calhoun is a director. We've got Katie Cotton, Cynthia Dallas, Justin Moore, Darren Mosley, Anne Ramott, Devon Robinson, and Ryan Warsing. So these 7 actors play about 25 characters that go through the 8-year history of Freedom House. And we show it from the beginning to the end, and then we talk about the impact it has had on the world of medicine. It was pretty important.
Are there any available descendants? I mean, I suppose there still could be somebody still living, but it would probably be more likely a son or a daughter or sibling related to the original Freedom House staff that you're aware of?
Not only descendants, but we actually have probably about a dozen or so of the original actual paramedics
and
dispatchers still around. And a lot of them live in Pittsburgh, and a lot of them will be at the shows this weekend. So stop by if you want to meet an original Freedom House person. I believe George McCary's coming, Larry Underwood, gosh, who else? I think I heard Mitch Brown may be coming in from Columbus, Ohio. I don't want to spread rumors now, but because weather is always a factor with travel. But, yeah, there are several that are still here. John Moon is still in the area. He eventually became deputy chief of City of Pittsburgh EMS, Darnella Wilson. Started as a dispatcher, became a paramedic, became a nurse with City EMS. She's here. There's a number of folks still around. And, they are going to be on opening night. We're going to have, and that's January 24th, what they call opening night, is we're going to have for the post-play talkback, Dr. Raquel Tripp. She is a professor of emergency medicine at Pitt School of Medicine. She directs four local EMS agencies. She formerly was with Pittsburgh EMS, and she's very connected with the Freedom House legacy. And then we're going to have a lady named Miss B. Charles, whose husband, Ed Charles, was the president of the board of directors of the original Freedom House. So yeah, that legacy continues, and it's going to be pretty good. And we're going to extend that because on Monday, January 26th, we have an event called Pittsburgh Jazz Legacy, a concert celebrating the spirit of Freedom House. And this is Manchester Craftsman Guild's jazz program, MCG Jazz. And they're going to put on a concert at New Hazlet Theater on the stage set of the Freedom House play. And they've got Roger Humphreys, Dwayne Dolphin, Max League, Mark Jakovich, who are going to showcase the music of Pittsburgh greats like Ahmad Jamal and Stanley Turrentine, Billy Strayhorn. Marty Ashby is going to be the host, and they're going to show some video clips from their PBS documentary about Pittsburgh jazz.
Sounds like a great
It's just going to be
evening.
A whole couple of weeks of celebrating Pittsburgh culture here with theater and jazz, and I think the weather's going to hold up. And people can come to the theater. Tickets are still available. Call New Hazlet or call primestage.com. Or if you see me in the street, just stop me. I'll set you to the ticket booth.
Thanks, Ellie. And best of luck. I hope to make it over there. And we're grateful. I know it's a busy week that you can spend some time with us. Thanks so much. And look for the play Freedom House. It's called... Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance, and it opens January 23rd and runs through February 1st, primestagetheater.com.